Well, it's a nice warm night. I'm out walking the dog and I'm trying out this Audioboo application, which I haven't tried for a while, and I think that might be different. It might be better because of the fact that there have been some changes by the look of it, and I had to log in again. It could just be that it needed logging in again because I hadn't used this for so long. We'll see. I've been working at the campsite today, very busy today. A lot of people arriving from various parts of Europe. A lot of Germans arrived today, and one or two Swedes, and quite a few Spanish from the local towns. A hen group turned up. One was dressed kind of strangely, as is always the case, and she was obviously the victim of the hen party. And they looked like they were going to have some fun. And there was a group of, I don't know what they were from actually, but there was some sort of sporting team of some sort or other. And they took over a whole bundle of bungalows, mobile homes, for the night. And I imagine that they're all going to have fun together. And quite often I think that when you get these all these young ones in one place, there's going to be quite a lot of shagging going on. Not actually sort of spotted it right in front of me, but I know it goes on because sometimes you hear the rhythmic movement, shall we say. And people are getting it on. Well, isn't that nice? So anyway, what else I've been doing? So I was busy running around a lot today. A lot of time spent in the reception as well, sort of checking people in. And I actually quite like doing that. It's sometimes a bit more fun than the running around, but then the running around is good for the health, for the exercise, so that's all right too. And today I had my first drop of my Samsung Galaxy S3 out of my pocket. The thing fell on the floor. It was in the case, but it jumped out of the case when it bounced. And I swore slightly. There you go. You would, wouldn't you? But at the same time, it survived it, and it was still in one piece. Didn't break apart and didn't scratch anything. And everything's looking just as good as it was before. This morning, I was working on some video stuff. Mainly, it was promotion of a video that I finished off yesterday and posted onto YouTube. And also I posted up a few of the video blogging type things I've been doing as well. I recorded a couple of them sitting in front of one of the mobile homes while I was taking a break having some sandwiches. And I posted those up and did a bit of chit-chat about this, that and whatever, as I usually do. So I'm basically learning quite a bit about the Samsung Galaxy S3 and the Tasker application is really quite amazing. There's a lot of stuff you can do with it, and by the look of it, I could actually spend months, if not years, sort of finding out all the things that's available with it. And I really like it. And there's things that you can do, such as it's a bit like that application, that website that's called If This Then That. So you can base it on if this happens, then this will happen. So you got stuff like let's see. If I'm near a certain cell tower, so if I don't want to use the GPS to set this off, I can use a cell tower instead because it uses less battery. And what happens is that the when I get connected up to a particular cell tower, the one that's local to me where I am, it knows I'm at home. In that case, I can say, okay, turn the Wi-Fi on. So that's kind of nice. And also I've got the NFC tags, which kind of do the same sort of thing as well to a certain extent, except I have to actually touch the phone to the NFC tag. And I'm always doing that when I'm getting in the car because that's quite handy. It turns the Wi-Fi off for me when I get into the car because I'm not going to need it once I've left the house. And that's pretty good. The only trouble is when I get back in the house, sometimes I forget to put it back on again, which is why I was looking at Tasker to be able to set up turning the Wi-Fi on again automatically when I got back home again. The battery's working out pretty good with it, although some days when it's, I don't know what's going on some days. Some days it, the battery runs out really quickly and it's just as well as I have a second battery to work with. And then on other days, the battery lasts quite a long time. In fact, there was one day I came home and I still had about half left of the battery, so I was quite surprised. I think it really depends on what's happening. The phone does still sometimes switch itself off and does a reboot. I don't know what's going on there. I keep trying to watch out for it, and I should make notes of how often it does it and if it does it too often, then maybe I should go into the shop where I got the phone from and say, go on, bloody well change this, because it's not good enough. Something's not going right somewhere. So anyway, that's a quick chat, and that'll do for now. So let's decide how we're going to deal with this. I'm going to press pause now.